We're back.
Everybody at home knows I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about.
What's up, Elliot and Tanner? Glad to be back.
What is this, number eight or number nine?
Eight,
there we go.
You're literally here last week.
Yeah.
And, like, this is how... This is how we roll at the Max City Morning Show. We filmed with them, and we put this whole thing together, like... that quick.
Nice.
Yeah, like when you filmed here, this was not even a thought in our brain.
Yeah,
it wasn't mentioned.
And then all of a sudden, like the right puzzle pieces, I guess we're live streaming for 12 hours for the United Way.
Nice.
Okay.
As Pam put it earlier, 0% prep, 100% charm, right? Like, yeah.
Charm of the
So
Yeah, I guess they should already know you. This is time number eight, right?
So, man, real rocks.
Yeah, that was fun, eh? You guys enjoy yourself?
Yeah, those. I always enjoy Real Rocks, man. It's fun to just sit there and, like, I like the auditorium. I like seeing you. It's a good event.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's family friendly.
Yeah.
Everyone enjoys it.
Yeah.
You're a great MC.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel...
laid back atmosphere with you guys.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, I get a good kick out of going there and, like, they'll just be talking and they'll just say whatever they say. And the whole room will erupt. And me and Elliot will just look at each other and be like, was that a joke?
Yeah.
Because like, it's just so, like, rock-based.
Yeah.
But, like, you still have, like, laughing is contagious. Everybody laughs. Yeah. Like, oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah. And I encourage everyone to clap.
Oh, we, yeah.
Like, yelling at the screen.
The audible gasps through. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, the whole room. I've never been in a room where everybody just goes.
Things in that, too. The last one with the Ukraine stuff, I was like, and it ended at like right after the most emotional thing. And I'm like, leave the lights down. Like, anyone have any questions about climbing?
Now, time for the prizes.
Some of the films are just wild.
What did the 50-50 end up reaching?
650.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
So that was nice. Little prize, we made that. That's gonna be our best year for the turnout.
Well, congratulations!
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger each year.
Yeah,
it paid off because we were running our own liquor sales, as you saw, and so that's a huge thing.
Yeah,
the venue was cheaper.
Yeah,
and then I think probably in following years, he will probably be doing it at the Hanging Stone.
We went and we checked that out
yesterday. Yeah, they're building. Yeah,
it's so good. They are laying down some of the roots, tracks.
They're already setting. Yeah,
that place is gonna be wild.
I'm gonna show up with some of my homemade holds back in my Edmonton days when I was real into climbing and competing. I would pour my own holds, so you make like kind of like the planter's foam, exactly like that, like the grainy planter's foam, we'll just get like bigger blocks and you can form a shape out of climbing mold, and then you make a negative out of silicone molds, so you can pour your plastic into that and make a bunch. So I have a bunch of my I've always had climbing molds in my garage.
So now that there's like this new spot, like this is gonna be a problem for you.
I'm gonna be training there for sure.
Yeah.
Introducing the kid to it and stuff. So,
that's awesome. That's one of the things I wanted to tell you about when I was there, because I am nosy. There was a kid and their dad there.
Okay, yeah.
And the kid was so pumped, man.
Nice, yeah.
And he was looking at the prizes and he was looking at like the obscure climbing gear.
Yeah.
And he's like, Dad. And his dad didn't know what the hell he was looking at. He said, Dad, can we put our name in for this? This is blah, 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 blah. And the dad was just like, whatever, if you're excited, sure, let's do it. And he's like, thanks, Dad, this is the best. And like, I don't know whose kid it was, I don't know whose dad it was, but it was a moment that I saw, and I'm like, that's why you do events like that's why I like to do cool events like that.
Yeah,
it's because you see a moment like that about this little kid just getting hyped.
A huge contribution to the community.
You made that happen, man. I wanted to share that with you. It was cool.
I had a few things I wanted to talk about. So
let's hear it.
Disc golf, of course, one of my other hats. Climbing, disc golf, skydiving.
I
want to talk about work a little bit. I like my job.
Speaking of skydiving, I'm obviously not nearly as experiences you have only gone once, but there was a girl on the show earlier today who has also gone once and wants to do it again. I'm pretty sure we're gonna go skydiving this summer. Yeah, so like,
I can be your cameraman, save you $100.
Yeah, if you want, like Calgary chasing
it's
summer.
Be the best footage, but I'll get there and give you a high five. Eventually.
It's free footage.
Yeah, exactly. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, and it's a bonding experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I still gotta go.
Do the sky together is definitely.
Did you just line up a cameraman for
I don't know. If you're in the area, you know, like.
Yeah, changing hats.
Yeah. Okay.
I gotta talk about this. It's an investment and also a dumb decision. I just spent like $2,500 on discs. I saw this collection. So these are like the most expensive discs in the world.
Okay.
Nate Sexton, he's an American sponsored by Innova disc golfer. Everyone loves him. He's hilarious. He does like interviews with disc golfers and brings his own shows and commentary and stuff like that. So he's a legend. When he was first, it came out with this disc. It's a Color Glow Firebird, which means nothing to you, I know.
Yeah, it's like, bro.
Means something to Google, and I'm about to look it up.
Sought after disc.
So what is it?
I bought the whole collection. It's 15 discs from 2015 up until now, and like all the special releases that they had of them. It's a Color Glow Nate Sexton Firebird. 2015, my buddy sold one for $2,000 US, the most expensive disc I've ever heard get sold.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I
yeah.
saw the whole collection. And normally they say bin, buy it now, and they'll give a price. And if it's a big collection of discs, it's usually like a pretty big number, and people don't normally go for that.
Yeah.
But he called it our bin. Ridiculous, buy it now.
Yeah.
And it's for anyone who wants to spend $2,500, we'll give them the whole 15 disc collection. I was like, I want to do this. And I was looking in the post, and people are going nuts because like these are...
Yeah. Are these like the highlighter blue?
Yeah.
These are dope.
Yeah.
So, I don't know much about...
Most expensive disc ever. So the one, if I could sell that one to a collector, which I won't for a while, it's going to be... Yeah. I'm going to make like a custom UV frame because UV like makes glow discs like light up.
You're not gonna play them?
In my living room for at least like 2 years. I'm going to enjoy my collection.
Yeah.
So no playing with these.
No, yeah, they'll just appreciate in value, man. It's,
listen,
yeah.
No, I know about buying stupid things to appreciate in value.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm the king, because there's some extravagant people out there.
Yeah.
But if there's one guy who signs off on what you just did, it is this guy.
Yeah.
Like,
all my friends are texting me, you madman, I literally just did this like within the last hour. So.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, see it? Like, wow, you just did
brand
this.
New. Nice.
So it was my buddy in Calgary. I'm like, I'm going to jump on this. I threatened to do it, and everyone's like, do it.
Yeah.
It's called good friends.
Yeah. Like, we had a guest on earlier today who survived colon cancer. Got to do things sometimes. He's just like,
get it.
You got to live life now.
This is the only guarantee you get.
You might not be around in 5 years when you had all of the money in the bank to make
that choice
to do that. You know what I mean?
I love it. Traveling and experiencing things. So, yeah.
Sometimes you just 100%. Gotta like.
Let's pull the trigger.
Yeah, listen.
Whoops. DJ Whoops.
I Tanda did really good at our company last year, so we wanted to buy him a $300 gift, and it turned into a $5,000 gift.
Oh yeah.
So.
Hey.
Sometimes, like, if, but the.
I'm great at sales.
Yeah. The right thing comes along, like Charming. Those things.
Yeah.
Like your discs, and you're just like, no, like.
The thing, it was an investment.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta
buy so then on the disc golf top, I know I mentioned this last week too, but I have to plug it. All my disc golf buddies will like talk about the tournament.
Yeah.
So we have the indoor tournament coming up end of April 27th is a Saturday at 7 p.m. in Syncrude Sport and Wellness. We'll be tossing discs around the entire friggin' place. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Get to throw from the second floor, going up the stairs, into the bleachers.
It's like childhood dreams, eh?
Yeah. Can you please text me? Because I'm not going to remember this.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, do another. You guys shot on location there before.
I do want to bring my kid to that, too.
Yeah.
Because that is, like, what Tanner just said.
And they're all,
like
I was saying, like, 50 to 100-foot throws, so you, like, you can get it in one. It's kind of...
Speak for yourself.
Dragging, right?
I would...
You'd never guess the people that... get aces on their first
try. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about myself here.
Yeah.
Like, I believe that I would mess that up.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a thing called a throller in disc golf. It's when you're trying to do a throw and you accidentally turn it into a roller and it rolls across the gap. My buddy did this last week. It was his first time I brought him out. Yeah. And it was one of the longest throws we've made for, like, our challenges. We were, like, in the net of the one soccer side, and the basket was in the net of the other side.
Yeah.
And he did a roller, accidentally put it into a roller, and we're like, oh, it's rolling towards the net. And then it bounced off, like, the little metal background thing up into the air and right into the basket. Everyone lost their mind. Like, now, the longest ace that's been done.
So that does count as an ace, eh?
Yeah, that was an ace.
Yeah. Nice.
Like, a probably 200-foot ace.
That's awesome.
You never know. It's super fun. Yeah, and we set up the big piano husky head that the volleyball and basketball team run out and even like the introducing people. So and you try to call it a triple mando, so it's like left, right, top, and you have to get the disc through the husky head. So
nice.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome.
So that's a great event that I'm looking forward to. I'll be hosting and working some of my sponsors, Disc Store and Lone Star.
Yeah, you're a sponsored athlete. That's pretty cool.
Double, kind of triple sponsored. We got a team that we formed across Alberta. That's the Wolf Pack, and we got a wicked jersey with the Wolf. And my buddy Todd DuPont showed up to Todd, designed, and yeah.
Nice. You guys got to sell those jerseys as merch.
Nope. It's,
no. You got to be in to get one.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it.
Sponsor events and throw things around.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a club.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's like those back in the day when you used to get the bowling shirts and you had your bowling team with the name. Like, you have to bowl to get those shirts.
Yeah.
You're not just walking around with one of those shiny gems.
Exactly. Exclusive,
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what else do you got to promote? Because we're good at distracting and you got a lot
exactly,
of fun. So you got disc golf out. What else do you want to talk about?
So I wanted to mention Champion X, the company that I work for.
Okay.
It's like challenging to talk in public because I'm a chemist, man. Like, that's a pretty, like, heavy degree and industry that I went to. It's not like casual conversation typically.
Yeah.
Generally, like, you know, unless you work at site and you kind of know. But I'm, like, super proud about my company and my job. And the guy that I'm going to call for our fundraiser tonight is also part of Champion X. So I figured I'd give him a shout out. And yeah, we got these, they're keeping me busy. I'm around both the CNRLs, Albion, Horizon, and working with Suncor Base Plant now, learning some of the process side. I've always kind of been like water expert on that side for like boilers and cooling towers, water treatment, water plants.
Yeah.
So protecting for corrosion and scale and microbials is kind of the holy trinity. If one gets out of control, they can all get out of control. So you have to treat with chemicals for all of them and operationally. So
yeah,
we give recommendations on how to feed our chemistry, and now I'm learning the upgrade one at Suncor, my new account, and some dust treat. We do treatment for dust on dusty roads in town. If anyone has dusty roads, we got opportunities there. They're popping up all over the place. So
my brain just went back to wrestling.
How can I distract Kyle from this stuff?
So
it'll be in your next Maxi.
With the dusty roads, when you talk like, just I'm
so
going super nerdy with sight now.
Yeah.
So are you talking about, like, I remember when I used to work for Ever Ready, right?
Yeah.
And you have the roads, especially at that exit. Most of that was dirt.
Yeah.
So we would have to spread water to keep the dust down.
Exactly.
But then obviously that turns into, is that what you're talking about, dusty roads?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
basically.
Please elaborate on that.
Yeah. Like, think about the cost of sending a water truck out every day.
It's huge.
On a hot day, I've sat there with the dust monitor. It takes like half an hour and the water's evaporated.
Yeah.
So like, you would, if you want to stay on top of it, you'd have to send a water truck out like hourly.
Mm-hmm.
So think of the maintenance costs of that, having to do graders and stuff if you're shedding off your gravel cap into the ditch. Gravel capping roads is like 10,000 per kilometer. That's an outdated number. It's probably more than that now.
Yeah.
So what we have is a water-soluble tree sap, basically. It's a pulp mill industry byproduct that we bring in rail car into CN Rail here. We truck it out onto site and put it in those big, like, 400-barrel tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can mix it into their water truck, dilute it down, spray it on their roads, and it binds up the roads. So it's like a humectant sugar. It's like a it blinds the road as well as bringing the dust down. So
yeah,
retaining the dust into the road. So
yeah.
That's, we typically on like a light vehicle road, we'll treat every 2 to 3 weeks. And for like a heavier traffic, like a haul road, probably weekly, but still, like if you're not sending out water trucks and graders every single day, there's a lot of savings to be had there.
Oh, so, definitely, big time.
Yeah, we're working with quite a few opportunities around town, and I'm pretty proud about that as well. Kind of leading the head on dust control.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Especially in this community, like it's so dusty.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, I'm talking with the golf course right now, Jeff Legault as well. He's interested. So yeah, if anyone who has dust problems, feel free to reach out to me.
You mean anybody who lives in Fort McMurray?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's happening already. Like,
yeah.
This is the spring, the snow hasn't even melted.
That's right.
Like even like just intrinsically in the winter, it's dusty here. Like. Yeah. Yeah. Dust everywhere, all the time.
That's right.
I didn't notice it until you went to Edmonton, and you're like, "Oh, the hotel this has no dust in it? Crazy."
Yeah, right. We drank some water a few days ago that was dusty.
Oh straight.
Oh my God, dusty 50%. Water. Listen, I'm not gonna say where I drank this water because, like, I try not to, like, you know. But man, dusty water.
Yeah, and like out.
Hit the bitumen.
Out the faucet. Like, out the water fountain. That's my, like, if it came out like an old sink from a staff room, people don't use it, fine. But we're in, like, a public lobby and your water fountain tastes dusty. Like,
yeah. Who's, like, this goes to show nobody's using that water fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
but, like, what, yeah, like, what
makes. They should hire you to get rid of their dust.
Yeah, for real.
Water purification team.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So you're a scientist then.
I went to I grew up in Edmonton. You guys probably know that portion, but I started Grant McEwen College. At the time it was a college, now it's a university. So they had a transfer program to the U of A. I snuck my way into the more prestigious degree.
Nice.
And I got a Bachelor of Science at U of A in Biological Sciences and minor in Chemistry. And I already kind of committed myself to bio at that point because I did the most expensive field trip I've ever been on in college to Ecuador and the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, yeah.
Rainforest, like, lived in a biodiversity station, did a research project there.
Yeah.
All our work was done. Galapagos was like vacation mode. I got to swim with
sea turtles.
Nice. Man, like sea iguanas.
Oh, sick.
Or marine iguanas, and like I got to see tortoises, all the things that Darwin wrote about, the finches and frigate birds. I'm a bird nerd. I love seeing all the checking off a bunch of birds.
No, that's awesome.
The bluefoot boobies. They do this. They like do this escalation whistle. That's the males, and they like. Show off their tail feathers and do a little dance for the females. They do the reason that they are called boobies is because the females do this, like a clown in Spanish. It's like a goof, like
yeah.
So they make kind of clown noise, and there's everything out there. You'll see everything if you go to Galapagos, you'll see it all because there's no really like natural predators. They've all like found their little niche, like Darwin described. So, the bluefoot boobies, they nest in the sand, and everything, it's a national park, right? So they have to like make trails, and you have to be like on your way from the wildlife.
Yeah.
But their boobies will just plant their nest right in the middle of the path, so they have to like have these meandering paths around the nest, and they'll walk right up to you like, hey,
yeah.
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 So, definitely cool. Experience. Yeah, by that point, I was committed to bio. I had all my like 400 levels, ULGs and stuff. I was really into it.
Yeah.
And then transferred to the U of A, and I started getting on these fancy chemistry equipment.
Yeah.
That are these instruments that are like this big, but they're worth as much of a house as a house.
That's right.
And you're measuring for like inorganics, organics, and metals, or you know, carbon-containing things. And and I was kind of looking at this, like, oil industry's right over there. Like, this seems more lucrative than begging the government for money every year, like you do for biology. So,
that's right.
I got into the chemistry route. I worked in the lab, Maxim Laboratories, analytics in Edmonton, on the environmental side, and wanted to blow my brains out because it was so friggin' repetitive.
Yeah.
I learned like pretty much every test in organics. I was training people on it, but I started looking around. worked with GE Water on their engineering services, which is, we call them the equipment guys. So I was kind of like an operator, a chemistry-minded operator, and setting up water treatment equipment and like turning wrenches and stuff. And then eventually the offer got sweeter and sweeter out here to become a chemical rep. And I see all these guys driving their trucks around and going on these trips to Las Vegas and stuff.
Yeah.
That seems pretty interesting. And then this is boomtown, like oil sands retention bonus. There's all these lucrative things. And I was like, I should just move to Fort Mac instead of living in camp. Like, I was 100% different human.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to do my famous throw you off topic here. What's your favorite animal then, if you're so like into the animal?
Sugar glider.
Yeah.
You seen one of those before?
Yeah, 100%. My cousin
it's
had
high
them.
Maintenance animal. I probably never sign up for the job.
Yeah, and you need two of them, don't you?
Yeah, they're family oriented.
Wait, stop. They
attach on to
how you. The hell does he say a bird? Like,
it's not a bird.
It's not a bird. What's a sugar glider?
They look kind of like a flying squirrel.
Yeah, like a squirrel.
But they're tiny.
Even worse yet, how does he say that random obscure animal and you're just like, oh yeah, I know what that animal is. Don't they need two? Like, what?
They imprint on you. So that means like they see you as their mama. And they're nocturnal. So like lots of people that own them will wear like a baggy hoodie and it'll just like crawl inside and hang out and like couch or whatever.
They're snugglers,
but they're energetic as hell too, like they'll be like
they'll swoop
ladders and stuff, yeah, and they'll like fly around your house, like jump off and glide to somewhere. You can like hold your hand out and they'll fly into your hand.
And they don't smell great either. They're not the best smelling
like
animal.
Ferrets or whatever.
Yeah.
not as it's trainable like, as a cat.
Yeah. They are definitely more of a traditional pet than they are like a companion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had a teacher who owned a chinchilla.
Yeah, similar.
It sounds similar. And she had this huge cage. It was like...
Yeah, like a bird cage.
Like the size of this wall. And it would just run around and do all this. Yeah. She'd bring it into school and like it smelled. I was like...
So why sugar glider?
They're so cute, man.
No, that's valid. Yeah.
it's easy to love cute animals.
Yeah, I'm a big penguin guy. I like penguins.
Yeah, I saw tropical penguins in the back of those.
Nice. I got to touch a penguin when I went to New Zealand. It was pretty magical.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Ecuador, I ate guinea pig. One of the weirdest things I've eaten in the world because... They're right in between the Andes. Like the Andes, there's East and West Andes, and Quito, the capital of Ecuador, is like right smack between. Like you can see them right there, So there's really no room for farming cattle. Like it's pretty rare to see a cattle farm there.
Yeah.
So a source of protein, they're like naturally there. Guinea pig, you can eat guinea pig, and it's like a delicacy, I guess.
Yeah. You can eat anything just if you're brave enough.
Yeah.
Was it a white meat?
Like the whole body on the plate.
Oh.
The guts are scraped out. It's like, there's a head there. So it's like for the picture.
Like a chicken here.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Chicken. Yeah.
And so white meat?
No, it's a little bit more like brownish. Gray?
Yeah.
A little gristly and greasy.
Yeah. Yum.
Yeah. When you travel to different parts around the world, like it's one of those things. As like North Americans, Canadians, we're like, we're so squeamish and we're babies.
Yeah,
like you go to different
to
places.
I like to find myself and trying weird stuff.
Oh yeah,
I was eating oysters today, and
you got
a friend eat one too.
And especially when you're traveling, like in Canada, I'm not that adventurous. I know what I like. I'll try new things here and there. But when I go to a different country, it's like that. Like you gotta try different stuff in the in the new country, because like
when in Rome,
yeah, exactly right. Like I'm not trying guinea pig here. Mm-hmm. You know, like I went to China and I had snake and silkworm and scorpion.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and like I wouldn't be doing that here.
Yeah,
you know, but like they it was for sale. The thing was already dead. Like might as well try it.
One time I was in Rome, the food is wild there.
I did a 2 Michelin star restaurant in Athens, Greece.
Oof.
That was an experience under the stars.
So you've done both ends of the spectrum. Everything
from big climber, eating granola bars on the side of a mountain.
Yeah,
to, $10,000 for 2 people meals.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
So Athens was like around 500-ish for the two of us, but in West Hollywood. It's called Providence.
Yeah.
Fanciest Michelin star restaurant I've ever been to.
Three star?
It was about... It was two still.
Two still.
But it was about $1,000 Canadian.
And was it worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an experience.
Okay, so it was worth it like the one time?
To me it was, yeah.
Yeah. But like, would you call the food $1,000 worthy, or it was crazy, it,
yeah.
Or was it the experience that was worth it?
Yeah, it's an experience for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I consider myself I'm a steak man. I just got told by the doctor I need to eat less red meat. Yeah, that was like a steak knife to the heart. So yeah, I'm trying to deal
with that.
Yeah.
Stuff more than I would normally would, but. Yeah, I love steaks, and there was a Wagyu steak. I did all the toppers. Oh, Wagyu's amazing.
It ruins steak.
Yeah.
Like I used to enjoy steak, and then I had Wagyu, and I was like, what is the garbage I've been eating my entire life?
You just have to not call it steak.
Right.
Yeah.
You just have to remove category. It from. Like,
I cooked it at home too. And it's got $100 steak.
If you
buy it from the special.
Where do you get it?
In St. Albert, there's a meat. It's kind of like premium meats.
It's $100 a steak.
Yeah.
Next time you go, let us know.
Yeah.
Bring some back.
Yeah, for real. I'm not joking.
I'll be there this weekend. Hey, little trigger, bud.
Yeah.
Do it. One of us. Yeah.
Tanner's got a lot of one of us's on the go right now.
Yeah, I know.
He's just like, ah, crap.
I've got involved in a lot of projects over the last 12 hours.
Yeah. Usually it's me, like, when people come, I get all these, spin-off projects? It's Tanner getting all the spin-offs today.
It's because you're not adventurous anymore.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah. Hey, no, I'll
for the wagon. Yeah, no, people want...
You're just not jumping out of the plane.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. See, I think he should do it.
Yeah.
Like, do you think he should try it?
I think we could convince him.
Dude, we'll two people in one day.
Live stream, blindfold him. He doesn't know, and then he's on camera. And he's like, what do I do? I can't say no.
That's what I said. I was like, we're going to trick him.
Storyboard.
Yeah. Like, get in the car. We're going on this adventure. Where are we going? I'll tell you when we get there. And then we get there, and we're like, hey, man, it's already paid for. We got a camera guy here.
Let's go.
He's going to do it.
It's going to sketch you out, guys. That's what's going on.
You know what just happened when you guys were just talking?
Yeah.
I stopped listening. So just so you're aware, I didn't hear a word of anything you said, because I'm not even trying to daydream a reality where this is real.
Well, we talked about how we were going to trick you, so it's a good thing you didn't hear it.
Yeah. I literally, like, I have that superpower where, like, I can just, like, zoom. I don't like what these guys are talking about.
I feel like everybody's trying to go to sleep.
We should. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're here to raise money and awareness for the United Way. So, would you like to make a pledge to United Way today?
I would. I'm throwing in a hundy.
$100. Whoop, whoop. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. And do you have anybody you'd like to challenge?
Let's do it, yeah.
All right. We're going to make the
call.
Daniel
Oxamitten.
Live on air. Oh, wow. We're almost done.
After this call, it's we got to wrap up.
Yeah. Time to get hammered.
The DJ, not drinking.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey,
Daniel, are you watching live? He's like, I'm brushing my teeth and I'm waiting. Love you, bud. Thanks for waiting. So I just pledged $100 to the United Way. Would you like to match me, my brother?
Yeah, I think I could definitely help you out.
Okay.
Anyway.
And then we call out, like, who are you on the phone? Don't embarrass me, bro. This is live.
Gotta stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it by you. And you, these guys like doing shout-outs. That's their thing. What do you
Yeah, you gotta give a shout-out. Who are you gonna shout-out with that donation of yours?
You know what? I'm actually going to give a shout out for maybe an event that's going on in town that I'm a part of,
cool.
If that's all right.
Yeah.
So I'm working with McDonald Island Park here with the New Holland Canadian Under 21 Curling Championships.
Yeah. Nice.
And on the go currently until, this Sunday here, the 31st, McDonald Island Park draws all throughout the day, starting, 9 a.m., 2 and 7 p.m. and good opportunity for people who are interested in curling to come see the professionals in action. So
Nice.
Cool. Awesome. Can
so
you
this Sunday?
This Sunday?
Is that right?
So it's actually on the go right now. So every day, we got draws at 9 in the morning, 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. On the curling sheets and arena 2.
Cool.
Okay.
So draws for what?
No draws.
So just
curling
draws.
Curling, bro.
I've done it once before. My girlfriend at the time ripped her kind of split in half, and we had to leave early, but
yeah.
I played it.
it's a great opportunity to come see some great athletes. So.
Nice.
Cool. All right, good shout out. Well, thank you for giving the shout out. I'm going to tell my wife and kid about that. They love curling.
Yeah.
And thank you. Class. Thanks for your donation to the United Way. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
You're welcome, bud.
Hey,
cheers.
Support.
Bye. Bedtime. All right, man. Tanner says we got to wrap it up. So you got a shameless shout out or plug. You got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay. I mentioned the disc golf tournament this next month, April 27th, Saturday at Keanu. That is the thing, I think, man. That's what I'm most excited about at the moment and would love the community to participate. And like I say, anyone. It's beginner friendly, anyone can show up. Syncrude Sport and Wellness, April 27th. You can register on discgolfscene.com and look up. It's called Big Putts. No, wait. It's called Putts and Around. So I changed the name. Putts and Around. So yeah, it's like chill and you'll get a bunch of discs and stuff. So show up.
Awesome.
Only $20.
There we go.
Yes.
Tanner, hit him with the commercial. Oh, good job, man.